ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is focus. Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig here, Ryan Cook.
Hello.
Game 2 of 3 games of the week this week. We are live at Warrior Gymnasium on the campus of Weddington High School for tonight's matchup between Kings Mountain and Weddington. Cook, a little under the weather.
A little bit, but I'm tough
as
through it.
Did last night's game make you that sick?
Oh, gosh. Never mind. That's not a good plug to say don't listen to last night's game, I guess. But
I was worried about putting up this morning. Like, if I didn't, would anyone notice?
If you're going to get, like, can people put, like, dislikes on there? Now, just talking about the girls' game.
Yeah.
The boys' game was entertaining.
Oh, that was good in the way it
that
came down
good.
To the
– Yeah.
It was a close game with a free throw miss and the putback.
Very entertaining and two good teams. That girls' game we just won't talk about. So, yeah, it might be why I feel under the weather, but I'm going to plug through. We're ready to go.
Before we get about to this girls' game, some of the other girls' games around in Union County, Sun Valley at Monroe.
Oh.
And then York is at Piedmont, girls only for York and Piedmont.
Okay.
The Mountaineers from Kings Mountain come into the game 0-7 overall, and to be honest, they've had a hard time scoring the basketball this year. Highest point total, 34, in that loss to Shelby. Lowest is they had 5 against Clover and 7 against Cox Mill. They are led by their sophomore guard at 5 points and 5 rebounds, Farrah Martin. Freshman guard Hillary Dixon-Velez, 2.3 points, 3 rebounds. And a senior wing, Mia Bridges, at 1 point, but she also gets 5 boards a game, and they are coached by David Morris.
Yeah, you know, I'm just watching them warm up a little bit because, of course, I haven't seen them play this year, and, you know, they come from kind of far away from what we're used to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I see girls kind of dancing a little bit in the warm-up line. I see balls going flying over half court in a warm-up. You know, I mean, like, every little thing matters to me. And when I look out, you know, it just doesn't look like a team that, you know, would be successful out there. So, you know, maybe not the most exciting girls matchup. I think the boys will be better. But as we get ready to talk about Weddington, we are going to have they have their challenges tonight as well.
All right, I was trying to get the starters for Kings Mountain.
I was trying to lead just perfectly talking about Weddington.
You were on the Warriors coming to tonight's action at 7-4 overall. They are 3-1 over the last four, beating Palisades 47-44 on December 22nd. They play East Meck tomorrow night, and then they open up conference play next Tuesday at Porter Ridge, and then Friday against Sun Valley. They are led by junior wing Bailey Page, just under 13 points, 5 rebounds, season high 26 against Parkwood. Caroline Clark, second on the team in scoring, is not dressed tonight with a lower back issue. Going to take a break tonight. But they've got Madison Motto, just under 10 points and 8 rebounds a game. 2 steals, had 21 against Parkwood, and they're coached by Dan Welch.
Yeah, so, I mean, you hit on the most important thing. You know, Caroline Clark arguably would be the MVP of this team. I mean, and not to take anything away from Bailey Page, she's had a great season so far, and she's leading scorer. But the freshman Clark is the second leading scorer, I think indisputably the best shooter on the team, and probably the best ball handler and decision maker on the team. So, you know, that's a big loss to not have in any game for somebody. And then what you also didn't mention is one of the other senior captains, Ella Bergman, is out tonight. We believe sick. And, you know, Ella doesn't always score a lot of points, but she can. You know, she's put up double digits a couple times. But what you really like about Ella is, like, she brings a lot of team speed. She's very good at being a fast break stopper.
Long arms.
She's long arms, good defense, good hustle. Like, you like a lot of things that Ella does. And so, you know, there's two guards, and I don't feel like this team has a lot of guard depth. And so, you know, that is a challenge for them tonight. I don't believe it'll be enough to make this game that they should lose. But I think that at least for our sake and our listeners, it may be a closer game than what it would have been.
True, but I also look at how when they played Parkwood, they ran that high post pick and roll.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, Parkwood not the biggest group, you know, and looking at Kings Mountain, they got one girl, the Mia Bridges, number 21, tall. She's maybe about 5'10", 5'11". Other than that, that's it as far as height-wise.
And we've seen
what. So they
what,
could take advantage of that.
We've seen what Motto and Paige do again when they're the bigger people out there. They can score when they're at that. And they can be. They smell blood sometimes, I think.
Yeah,
they
they're
know.
Both very like when competitive, it's like, like, and they know when to take advantage of the situation.
Yeah, and so I think if the team will really focus on getting them the ball inside, I think that'll be tough. And I think Weddington's changing defenses will give this team a lot of trouble, too. And so I do. I mean, I do think they're going to be fine. But I think you're going to see some girls playing out of position a little bit because you really only have –
five out.
But it's almost the other way, meaning that guards are what they're missing. So, you know, the
starting lineup, you got
King and you got Poole, but they're the only two guards that are starting.
And King's
only
more of the distributor as far as
right
mentality-wise
right.
for guards.
Yeah.
Poole more of let's go to the rack and get to the bucket.
And you really only have Citron as a guard off the bench.
Yes.
And so in this starting lineup, you're starting two guards and three forwards, one of them out of position. And so I think that makes it tougher because I do like how Weddington likes Coach Welch likes to go a little diamond in one and then all of a sudden a little 2-2-1 and a little man-to-man press. And I love that. Absolutely love it. But that's harder to do when you've only got two guards in at a time because they're used to playing three guards. You know, so a little bit of a challenge, good experience that way. And then, of course, they turn around tomorrow night and have a game back-to-back.
East Mac, too.
You know, so it's good experience.
Not exactly
way.
Down the road.
Right, right. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be excited to, and hope that they're going to get minutes out of Clark and Bergman tomorrow night, but that's no given either. So
we're about 2 minutes away from the tip. We're going to take a break, come back with the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action. Kings Mountain in town to take on the Warriors. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. Ow!
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. If only we were on TV, the world could see you cut a rug. Starting lineups being announced.
I think I'm a little bit loopy after the cold medicine. I don't know.
That'll do it. It'll be for Kings Mountain, Farrah Martin, Alicia Pettis, Avery Bridges, Anna Wooten, and Mia Bridges.
And again, I don't know anything personally about this team other than the fact I believe they're averaging 17.7 points a game as a team.
Divide that by four?
No. Wait, four?
Four quarters.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're breaking it down. About four a quarter.
8 minute quarters. Over under on the running clock.
Well, and I'm going to be, you know, the good news here is that if things are a little rough for Weddington missing a couple of their starters and scorers, then it'll make for a better game for us to broadcast, right?
Yep.
It'll be closer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it'd be uglier, but it'd be closer.
Weddington.
It won't be like last night.
No.
Anyways.
It'll be Caroline King, Emerson Townsend, Bailey Page, Natalie Poole, and Madison Motto.
Yeah, I expect, as we had said earlier, I expect a big game out of Page and Motto. And, again, see how the changing defenses work for turnovers. And I will say Natalie Poole's speed, I mean, you know, she gets
coast
the edge
coast
on somebody, she's gone, you know. She's got to finish.
8 minutes are on the clock. The injured Bella Sarcona sitting back behind us to our left. We'll get tonight's game of the week underway here. Don't forget Friday night's where it all comes down. Marvin Ridge at Porter Ridge at Marvin Ridge.
Very excited to see that girls' game, and I do think it'll be a good boys' game.
Yeah, I do too.
I do. I think it'll be. Hey, we already have. All right.
Townsend and Bridges will jump center. Weddington right to left.
One of my favorite officials.
Left to right.
Definitely one of my favorite officials. Like to give credit.
In the air and won by the Warriors in the front court. Motto with it up top to King. King with it on that left wing over to Poole.
Oh,
Natalie going to go right down the court. Up and no good, but she's fouled.
Yep. Yeah, there was a huge space there. That's got to be better help defense. Fouls on 15.
Anna Wooten.
That's her first, of course.
pull up on the first back end, no good. She missed a couple games earlier this year with a little bruise or a break in the
She actually broke her nose. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they're very happy to have her back.
Second one, no good. Rebound by Kings Mountain and stolen away by Townsend. Emerson's got it. Gets it up top to King. Okay. Caroline with it. Could have had a shot. Didn't take it. Resets the offense for Coach Welch. Right wing over to Page. Bailey with it. Stop, pop, three on the way. No good. Goes out of bounds. Yeah. It'll be Kings Mountain basketball.
I never like that shot when your foot's on the line of the three-point line. It's just not a good shot, I don't think.
Pressure here by the Warriors. They trap. They break it.
Oh.
Lost it. Stolen away by Poole. The record in the state of North Carolina is 25, I believe. 25 steals in a game.
Okay.
Held by a girl from Parkwood years ago.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind.
Fair enough. And did we? You didn't look to see the county record for most points until.
No, I did not. That would. I do have a regular job.
Last night, 40-0.
Page with it over to Poole cross court. Back up top to King on that left side.
Look at how open that is under the basket. There's nothing in there.
Back to Poole. Natalie rise fire along three. No good. Rebound by Kings Mountain. And you can hear Coach Welch in the background get to the rim.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Right in front of us. Lost it. Out of bounds, Warrior basketball.
You really could. I totally agree with Coach Welch just said you could drive a truck through that gap, and we've seen that the first three possessions.
And they're settling for 18-footers.
You've either got to drive it in there or get it to Motto or Page and not have them hanging around outside here.
King across the timeline, right to left. Page up top to Motto, swings it left wing. Now King, left side. Townsend on the block, can't get it to her. Back up top to reset. 6:30 here to go in the first. No score with Page. Motto on the block, where they like it. Oh. No, overshoots it, rebound by Kings Mountain. It's over to Pettis. Now to Martin. Martin across the timeline. Left wing over to Bridges. Loose ball, stolen away.
Yeah.
King wants to push. King across the timeline. Right side in the corner of the pool. Natalie goes baseline. Back to
Good
Motto.
Luck.
From 15, fouled from behind.
Yep.
That'll be on Farrah Martin. We've done games, but not this year. I haven't seen him in a long time.
The voice I recognized and his face, but it's
been a long time since we did a game with him.
That's a pretty good quality, actually, though, right? I mean, like, if we're not like, oh, that guy.
Yes, because we've had plenty of those.
Now, granted, we're not saying, oh, I really like him, but I mean.
No, but sometimes you kind of.
You're better off having no impression than a bad one.
Yes.
Right?
Motto on the second one, though, goes in, and it's 1-0. Weddington.
We got a 2-2-1 press here for the Weddington.
And they throw it almost out of bounds. Bridges has it. Mia, the senior, is tied up. It's a jump ball. It'll stay. Kings Mountain basketball.
Yeah, I like this. He's staying in the – they're going to trap right over half court.
Into the back court to Martin. Looking to trap.
Right
there they come across the timeline. Kicks it right to Coach.
Off her foot, right? Yeah, it was between me and Welch. We were kind of going for it. Welch is quicker. He's got better shoes.
I agree with that. Inbound it to King into the backcourt and Caroline across the timeline. Right side into the corner with a chest pass over to Motto. On the block. Page stepped on the end line and it's a turnover.
Boy, yeah, you just don't
want to
have
basketball.
Back in this 2-2-1 press where you should have about 25 steals or so.
Sloppy. I mean, just as far as this team is not impressive.
Oh, yep.
And there's a silly foul at midcourt by Motto, I believe.
Easy call. Yeah, very, very ugly start to this game.
When you've got something like this, don't you think that you would let them make those mistakes? You don't, you know what I mean? Let them do it on their
own. You don't
need to foul.
Right. Yeah.
Let them make the bad pass.
It's hard to not play down to your opponent. Oh,
that's a double dribble.
Yeah.
No call up top. Martin with it on the block. To Avery Bridges, stolen away. Motto at midcourt, picks it up. Now she's got the dribble. Right wing, up top to King.
Man. You know, I just don't want to see you slow it down when you have that advantage. That needed to be an easy bucket, right?
Yes. And they will slow it down and get into the offense. King lost her dribble right side to Motto. Page on the cut through. Bailey spin. Layup.
Ooh,
got it.
That was pretty nifty, wasn't it?
It's a little George Gervin thing right there. Look at the wrist.
That wasn't an easy finish, really.
3-0, Weddington here. Martin, ooh, could have been over and back, stolen away by Townsend. Emerson up, pump fake glass, good.
All right.
I'd like to see her confidence get a little more especially when she gets on the wing and not afraid to go to the basket.
Yeah, I think she's got plenty to offer.
Foul's going to be on King.
Plenty to offer. I mean, I really like a lot that Townsend can bring.
4:33 to go here. 5-0 Warriors. We're in the first. Cross court on the block, stolen away by Paige, trying to get it inside to Wooten. Paige was there. Into the corner.
Good
Poole.
Look.
Townsend blocked, but a foul was called. It'll be on Bridges.
And that's going to be her second. Oh, no, that's her first.
That'll put Emerson, at the line for two.
And I don't totally disagree with Miss Bridges. I mean, she did go straight up. I mean, I think there was, you know, enough contact in there, but she stayed pretty straight up.
Townsend up and good on the first.
I like it. He's going to throw out a little 2-2-1 on a make or a miss, it sounds like.
Townsend on the second.
Got it.
Martin with it across the timeline. Triple teamed. Loose ball
look
on
up,
the ground. King's
up,
got
up.
It.
Look up.
Gets it over to Paige. Paige across the timeline. Right side into the corner. Poole drive, and she's fouled.
I feel like they're still just that, like, they're just a little quicker pass away from getting super easy shot, super easy layup. That's the second foul on Wooten already. There we go. Poole now 1-for-3 from the free throw line, shooting one more. But, you know, I feel like if they would just make that one quicker pass instead of either pulling it out, they're doing sometimes,
right,
or drive. Now, you know, they're driving in, they're getting the foul, they're getting it called. But, like, I think you could just make that pass and it wouldn't be a foul, it would be a layup.
Poole up and good on that one. It's 8-9-0, Weddington.
Getting it done on the defense, that's for sure.
Martin will bring it up left to right. Lost it on trying for it. Loose ball. She gets it back across court. Gets it over to.
Yep, now go.
To Paige Fleming, checked in number 30. He stole it away back to Bailey Paige now. Paige going to drive, hang, shot, glass, good.
Yeah, Paige.
That's her.
She's the one that smells blood, though, every time. You know, like if she's like, I can get this, she's going to go.
Yeah, every time. If it's there, she's taking it. Especially we saw that against Parkwood in that high post.
Yeah.
Martin across the timeline. Underneath, Motto steals it away but knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay Mountaineer basketball.
Well, we got a long way to go to get to 40 here.
No, you're right,
11
we do.
Nothing.
You're right.
Does Colonel know that we saw a 40-0 start yesterday?
Yeah, Monroe at Porter Ridge.
Girls.
29-0 at the end of the first quarter. Running clock doesn't start till second half either.
We found that out last night.
Martin, the 12-footer, glass no good. Rebound by Townsend pulled it away. Cross court to Motto, all by herself. Madison is
BC
called
double
for carrying the ball.
Yeah, okay. Townsend had that rebound, right?
Yes.
Make sure I get. She got three rebounds already.
Citrine in along with. Let me do this one more time. Citrine or Citrine?
Citrine.
Citrine in along with Broster House.
Like
I'll get it right one of these days.
Man to man now? No, 1-3-1, I believe.
Poole. Making Martin work for it. Into the corner. Back up top to Martin. On the block to Fleming and throws it out of bounds. Off of Weddington, though. It'll stay Mountaineer basketball. Bridges will trigger it for the Mountaineers. They get it inside to Pettis. Loose ball. She gets it back. Stolen away. Back by Poole.
They haven't had a shot attempt there. Yeah, they have.
Skip pass. Back up top to Motto, to Poole, right side to Paige, with a screen, no pick, no roll, back to Broster House. Now to Poole, lane's wide open, Natalie throws up a wild shot, hits the deck, and no call, goes out of bounds off the stanchion, it'll be Mountaineer ball.
You know, and I do think that probably could have been a foul, maybe should have been a foul, but she's out of control, you know, I mean, she just threw it up.
2:06 to go here in the first. 11-0 Warriors. Another steal. Paige up to Poole with a bounce pass. Shot, glass, good. Martin across the timeline. Needs help. Stolen away by Poole again. She hits the deck, no call. And it'll be back to Mountaineers. Townsend back in, replacing Poole.
And you have one guard in this lineup right now. Now, of course, Bailey Page is a better ball handler than most forwards, but you have one guard in there right now.
Bridges up top with it. It's Avery Bridges, double teamed. Fell down, but a foul is called. It'll be on Townsend.
Yeah, she has a lot of trouble avoiding fouls. And it's not that she can't. I mean, she's athletic. She's quick enough. Like, but she just.
Well, just an observer from me, she's on her heels a lot. She's not on her
toes.
Maybe
that's it, yeah.
Three on the way. No good. Rebound by Page.
Good box out.
Goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Mia Bridges. Weddington ball. I'm just noticing that now, especially on that foul. And then when she was lining up to on the inbound, she's on her heels.
Yeah.
Not on her toes. Page now running the point.
She can take her.
Up top to Citrin. Plenty of time. Drive. Hang. Shot. Glass. Good.
That's a nice drive. That's that left hand for you. She's like a typical lefty.
Yes.
I mean, lefties can go hard to their left most of the time. You know, really, really good at it usually.
Jump ball is called. It'll be Weddington ball. 45.7.
It does kind of amaze me how many lefties that, like, they go left, like, 90% of the time, but they're so good at it, it's still hard to stop them. Don't you think there's a lot of
yes,
those?
Yes, tremendous amount. It's so awkward because you're not used to it.
Yeah.
If you're the defender, there aren't a lot of them. Drive into the corner and a foul is called. And it's offensive foul.
Not sure about that.
Citrin with the foul. So we've got, you know, I'm just trying to understand the uniform rule. Three girls with their shirts untucked.
Yep.
Nobody cares tonight.
I think that should be a huge deal, right?
I do, absolutely. I mean.
And they're rolling their shorts up. Are they allowed to do that? I don't know.
Pettis across
geez.
The timeline. Got away with a carry. 18-footer, no good. Rebound by Page. Bailey wants to push. Bailey across the timeline. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Bailey goes baseline, kicks into the corner. Loose ball. Townsend has it now. Mountaineers get it back and.
Yep. Wide, isn't it? Yeah,
it'll be ball. Weddington ball. Who's going to trigger it? Citrin will trigger it. Into the corner of the Page, up top to Motto, 12. Left side to Citrin. Back up top, Motto, 7, 6, as you see the clock. Page, right wing. Page sets it. A 3, no good, and
that'll do it.
At the end of one quarter of play, Weddington 15, Kings Mountain nothing. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
The 4,000 ASE certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you, if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only, claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Second 8 minutes are on the board. 15-0. Not as bad as 29-0 last night.
True. So Matt, my father listening in Naples, much warmer than here, reminded me that left-handers are also extremely intelligent.
Says the left-hander.
It says the left-hander.
Pops,
I know you're
Chris
listening.
Chris Mullen, I'll give him that. That's
right.
My man.
Wait, intelligent or how do you? Okay,
just,
well, but
you ain't stopping him going left.
But Dad in Naples, I just want you to know, Matt's asking when you guys are coming to visit. He feels a little hurt you haven't been here yet.
Yeah,
so,
you know,
putting you on the spot.
Kings Mountain with the basketball, moving left to right. Martin up top with it. Motto on her, right there at the volleyball line. Left wing now still with that dribble, getting away with a lot of carrying.
Yeah.
Through the lane, up by Miller, no good. Rebound by Townsend. Emerson over to Page. Page will bring it up. On the block, Motto. Shot. Didn't set her feet.
Yeah, that was ugly.
But they get it all the way back up top to reset the offense.
You just got
to
execute your stuff here if you're Weddington. The help Citron. Defense isn't there.
Left wing over to Townsend. Emerson. See, that's where she can't pick up her dribble.
Right. They got to keep it zipping or driving to the basket.
Right.
You know.
Citron at the elbow up top. Brosterhouse. Left side over to Page. She'll
there
cut it with the basketball.
Oh,
an
right.
offensive foul is called on a moving screen.
I guess so.
On Mia Brosterhouse.
That's her first. I guess so. I get that. I mean, kind of unfortunate. The intent wasn't there, that's for sure.
No one ever intends to foul anybody these days.
Sure. Well,
you know.
I'll say never.
Motto hit the deck hard. And we've got a foul going the other way.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this guy. He's okay. I'm going to be interested in how he does a boys game. I don't know. Does he seem a little shaky to you, just a little? I mean, nice
He's made
guy.
The majority of the calls.
Yeah.
I mean, Weddington up 15-0 here. Page, drive, kick into the top. Townsend down the lane, left it short, rebound, Kings Mountain. Martin's got it. She'll push. Head up, looking on that right wing. Throws it inside, out of bounds, off of Weddington. It'll stay Mountaineer ball.
Yeah, and I think that that's one thing that happens too much for Emerson is that I think that, I think she has great tools. And, like, that was a great drive and exactly the shot you want out of her. And she just got to finish that, you know.
Bridges will trigger it and gets knocked out of bounds again. She's playing with two fouls, correct? Stolen away by Citron. Mia Bridges. 21.
I got Wooten with two fouls, I believe.
Motto on that right wing for the Warriors. 6:25 to gear. Page from about 17 is good.
That looked confident. Looks like
Caroline King will check in on the next dead ball.
Or the girl who claims to be. I mean, I don't even recognize her anymore with their different hairstyle. I don't know about you, but I mean.
What?
That.
Looks good. Looks nice.
And back to the game.
She'll check in, replaces Motto with 6:06 to go in the second. Warriors up 17-0. Again, don't forget the boys will tip off after this one, and that should be a much better game. And then starting on Friday of this week and going forward, all the games should be pretty good.
I think so.
Boys and girls.
I think so.
Because we're kind of focusing on this conference, the SEC, although I do venture out to go to Piedmont and Parkwood in a few weeks.
Right. But to your point, I think that most of the boys' games in the conference and most of the girls' games would be good matchups. Yep.
Brosterhouse up top with it. Left side over to King. Caroline, little head fake, drive, baseline. Oh. Left it short. I think she thought she was too open.
Yeah.
She was expecting someone to come on at her. Martin fell down, and she's called for steps.
I think that King wanted to go, like, with the correct hand. You know, she used that left hand, and she got herself too far under the basket, and I think probably thought about it too much, you know. She's shaking her head out there still. But was Colonel grumbling over there?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought he said, oh.
Oh, no.
I thought so.
Citron with it up top, left wing. Townsend now over to King. Caroline with a screen. Back up top to Brosterhouse. Left side over to Page. Bailey wants to go baseline. She does. Skip pass into the corner. Up top to King. Caroline.
Yeah, they let him
pull
recover.
The trigger.
Yeah, they let him recover.
Right.
They had him moving around the horn there.
Left wing back to Page. Bailey.
That's going up.
The screen. Inside, 18, no good. Rebound by Brosterhouse. Up top to Townsend. Right side to King. Again, Caroline. Back up top to Townsend. Elbow, drive, hang, shot. No.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh.
And she thought it was in. She turned her back to come
did.
Back this way.
Yeah, everybody thought that was it. Oh.
Blocked it. I'm going to go traveling first.
Yeah.
Turnover, Weddington basketball.
You know what would be a good game to see?
What's that?
Kings Mountain girls and Monroe girls.
I will volunteer you to cover that game.
First to score wins.
You can do your first play-by-play for that. Yeah, first to score wins. Real barn burner. Struggle. Oh,
nice
they'll give
pass.
And go. Townsend with the left. Too strong again.
Nah.
Taken away by Pettis. She'll push into the front court for the Mountaineers. Stolen away. Loose ball back. King's got it. Saves it right to Citrine. Back to King. Caroline looks up. She's got Page on the block. Bailey goes baseline. Spin. Skip pass. Goes out of bounds. Turnover. We Mountaineer basketball.
Some ugly basketball going on right now. By the way, I'm taking Monroe in that game.
You know what? Yes, because if you can get Saniya Gingham the ball,
she can score.
She can score.
I'm yet to see that here. But right. then again, at this point, Monroe hadn't scored either.
No, so. You're right. Poole back in for the first time, or for back in. Christodoulos is in for the first time tonight. Loose ball up top. Martin's got it.
Oh,
on the block. Up. Good.
They lost her.
Mia Bridges gets Kings Mountain on the board for the first time tonight, 17-2.
I'm not sure who wasn't guarding her there because she was wide open under the basket.
King across the timeline. I would like to, nice down
move.
The lane.
Nice
gives it underneath
pass.
The Broster oh. house. Not where she wanted it. Loose ball. Bridges has got it. It's Avery Bridges. Poole fell down midcourt by herself. Blocked by Citrine from behind. It'll stay Kings Mountain basketball.
Repeat after me. Sit. Trin.
That's what I said.
Sit. Trin.
That's what I said. Citrine. Citrine.
Citrine.
By the time she's a senior, I'll have it perfect.
I believe you.
Martin with it up top.
You're actually excellent. I'm
trying.
You like, no, but you are. I mean,
shot on the way, no good. Rebound by Citrine. Looks up, got King. Caroline on a break by herself, up and good.
No, you're really good at pronouncing names most of the time. You have a mental block there. Somehow.
I do. Martin across the timeline, 19-2 with under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Martin lost it. It's off of. Pool, it'll stay Mountaineer basketball. Right wing. Over to Martin, or excuse me, that's Miller. Lost it. Pool with the steal. Natalie wants to push all by herself. Gives it off to King, who was following up too strong. Brosterhouse with the rebound. Over to Christodoulos for two.
And everybody likes to see Christodoulos get that basket.
Timeout Weddington with 2:33 to go. 21-2 Warriors. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com. Game of the week.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forward. Ow!
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
21-2, Weddington leads. Oh, that's Ryan Cook. Into the corner it goes to Miller, Pettis. Stolen away, King by herself. Glass and good for Caroline.
That was a nice break. Way to look up the floor by Citrine.
I don't know what's taking them, you know, it's taking them 12 minutes to realize if they push it,
yeah.
Let's go.
That's what Porter Ridge did so well last night.
Just, and I didn't want to say cherry picking, but that's what it,
right.
You just hang out at midcourt.
Yeah.
They take a bad shot, and then there you go.
Well, you know, and people, you know, I get it. Cherry picking always has, like, the bad connotation. I get that. But, like, my teams, and AJ and I kind of go around about this a little bit, that, like, my best teams, a lot of times, Taylor Schuster would take off early, you know, and go down and cherry pick. But I was fine with that. She wasn't going to rebound in that situation,
right.
You know.
Poole with a steal. Natalie wants to push into the corner to King. Caroline sets her feet. Nope. Back up top. Poole sets her feet. Rebound by King's Mono, who's got a loose ball. Citrine and Brosterhouse and Fleming on the ground, and it will be Weddington ball.
But, you know, so Schuster would get run outs, or sometimes Bailey Carter would get run outs.
Katzbach did, too.
Katzbach was huge on it. That's where I was getting ready to go with that. And a lot of people say, oh, she doesn't rebound, she cherry picks. It's like, well, she get down to the floor and score. You know,
as
I mean,
a coach,
like,
you're telling her don't just.
I had no problem with
right.
that. You know, like, I know she is, and I'm good with that, you know.
Christodoulos with the rebound back on the block. Brosterhouse lost it, stolen away by Bridges. Kings Mountain has it. The Mountaineers will push. Stolen back by by Poole. Natalie, drive, hang, shot. No, but she's fouled.
So, yeah, now who's that foul on? Let's see.
I believe it's going to be on 12, which is Bridges. Avery Bridges.
Okay. So, but, yeah, I mean, so, like for instance, Coach Ellington, I know, has his get-back guys or his go-get guys. So certain guys are assigned every game to, like, either be an offensive rebounder or get back on defense in transition, right? Well, similar to – that was kind of my defense with both Schuster and Katzbach, that, yeah, they are leaking out. They are, you know, whatever. But I'm okay with that if everybody else is doing their job, you know, and we can afford to do
but
that.
As a fan and you're in the crowd, I didn't know those are your guys.
Right.
So it looks like she's cherry
picking. She's cherry picking.
Here
she
we go
is,
again.
But it's okay.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's easy buckets.
It's your job.
If I'm okay with it, right?
Loose ball stolen away by Citron. Pool up glass. No, but she's fouled and she'll go to the line.
Yeah, this guy does call a lot of fouls. I
he
don't
has
have
called
a problem
almost
with that.
Every one of them.
Who's that on? Five? Yeah, he has, and that's kind of. That's her second.
Farrah Martin.
So, again, I always think about this, and I think about how is it going to be in a boys' game, you know. But to be
fair.
He
may be quiet.
I just say, to be fair, I think a lot of times that doesn't translate.
No, I agree with you. Townsend coming in.
Like, sometimes we see that, and then, like, in the boys, they're totally different. Like, right?
Yes.
I don't know why, but.
And that's credit to them calling the game as it goes and not going, this is how I call a game.
Yeah.
Second
true.
One up and good for Miss Poole.
So Poole missed her first two free throws of the night, but she now made six in a row. So 6 for 8 from the free throw line.
Under a minute to go in the half. 27-2 Weddington over Kings Mountain.
It's
please
like one,
stay
three,
tuned
one,
for the
now.
Boys after this. We will have a much better game. Into
yes.
the corner. Williams with it. Goes baseline. Skip out top. Gets it over to Pettis. A long two. No good. Rebound by King. The Warriors have it and want to push. 40 seconds to go in the half. King with it between the circles. Chris Tadoulis on that right side. Poole on the left. Down to 27 seconds to go. Left side to Poole. A pick from Townsend. Skip past Chris Tadoulis. Back to Brosterhouse. Loose ball stolen away. Kings Mountain's got it. Williams wants to push into the corner. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Weddington ball.
Yeah, you got 13 seconds here. You'd like to see, you know, see him run a good set here, get a good possession, and get a good shot going into the half.
Have you ever coached a team that was had difficulty scoring the basketball like Monroe
not,
or Kings Mountain ever?
No.
Okay.
Not no.
Townsend, top of the key, stolen away. Williams has it for Kings Mountain. Drive, hang, shot, glass, good. And that'll do it at the end of one half of play. Weddington 27. Kings Mountain 4. We'll take a break, come back with the second half. After this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aber, Ryan Cook. We're at halftime of the girls' game between Kings Mountain and Weddington. Warriors up 27-4.
Hey, you're stealing my cord there. Here you go. Yeah, as far as the scoring goes, well, first of all, we're trying to get the Kings Mountain girls out of the locker room.
Are they in the locker room? I always thought they put them in a classroom.
I think they do that for just the boys,
okay.
I think. But, I mean, they got to come out. It would make them – they have a better
Gastonia,
chance of scoring.
Kings Mountain area.
If they come out of the locker room, they got a better chance of scoring. Not a lot better. But,
Ryan.
Okay, sorry. Well, they got 4 points at half, so let's go ahead and run their scoring down. Williams has two.
Don't screw it up. Here they come.
Bridges
well,
have two.
Here comes
two.
Miss Martin.
All right, well, that's
and
the start.
And come the rest of them.
And scoring for the Lady Warriors is very balanced. They have 27 at half, and Paige has 6, Poole has 6, King and Townsend each with 4, Citron and Christian Dulis with 2 each, and Motto
Citron.
With 1. Citron. And you can say Christian Dulis.
I know.
But you can't say Citron? I mean, come on.
You're right. It's a mental block that started in the first week of the year.
I think you actually say Angela's name better than I do, but
Kings Mountain with the basketball. Gets out of bounds. It'll stay Mountaineer hoops. It'll be Poole, King, Motto, Page, and Townsend to start the second half. Up top to Martin. Martin with it up top. Into the corner. On the block, stolen away by Page. Bailey wants to push. Looks up. Got Poole on a break. Natalie gets caught under the basket.
Oh, good
Townsend
pass.
Up and good.
There we go. There we go.
You know who that is over there in the white hat right there, the camera?
I do not.
Okay. Into the corner, stolen away by Motto, and it goes out of bounds, though. It'll be Mountaineer basketball.
Yeah, and so we had said we thought that Paige and Motto would kind of be all over this smaller team, and so far Motto's only got 1 point, but she's playing unselfish as well.
Bridges with it up top, loose ball, stolen away in the backcourt.
Yeah.
It'll be against Avery Bridges, I believe. Nope. Let's see here. It'll be against Avery Bridges. Yeah. It'll be Weddington Ball.
I got that as her second.
And Motto will trigger it. King with her hands in the air, like what to call. You're the senior point guard. You call what you want now.
Yeah. If coach doesn't call something, call what you want.
Right wing over to Page. A screen from Townsend who rolls. Cut off. Motto up top with it. Left side to King. King with it. Now back up top to Townsend. Emerson with it. Not a pool right wing. She'll go baseline. Didn't like it. Gives it back to Townsend on the block. Emerson. Good footwork up and good.
Good strong finish.
She split the double team and went up with it.
Yeah.
Two buckets. One bucket, 2 points.
And she now has 8 points.
31-4. Martin across the timeline. Looking for help. Double teamed. Stolen away. Poole up to King. Caroline up and good.
Yep.
33-4 with 6:25 to go.
I've got 6 steals for Natalie Poole now. As you said, maybe not 25.
No, but something to keep an eye on. And how many fouls, because that's another one.
Yeah, that's going to be her challenge.
By our referee that likes to blow the whistle. Is that Ellie Fiennes?
I've only got, is it? Huh.
Left wing over to Pettis. Pettis with it up top.
She's really tall.
Yes, she is. That's why.
That's how you know. How you
red hair, about 6'2". Right wing, they get it over to Bridges. Avery going to drive. Baseline underneath the Pettis. Pump fake, gets Motto in the air.
Oh.
Up and good. 33-6.
There we go.
King will bring it up left to right. Top of the key, left wing over to Page. Page with it with a screen from Motto. Kick into the far corner. Caroline sets her feet, a three on the way. No good, back of the iron. Motto gets the rebound, into the corner. Back up top. Poole now down the lane, lays it off to Page, up and good. Natalie Poole with the assist over to Bailey Page.
I got 3 assists for Natalie Poole as well.
35-6, Weddington. Martin across the timeline for the Mountaineers. Into the corner, still with that dribble. We're going to do a 5 count one of these days?
He's still counting today.
I know. Loose ball, Page couldn't save it, stays Mountaineer basketball with 5:10 to go. On the block, Martin, spin, fall away, no good. Rebound by Maya Bridges, no good. Rebound by Bailey Page for the Warriors. Page across the timeline. Left wing over to Poole. Natalie, back up top to Page. Motto on the cut through, off her foot, that's a pass.
Yeah.
That's what I'd register it as. King up top between the circles to reset. Right side over to Page. Rise, fire, three, short.
Oof.
Missed everything.
She did.
Out
she
of
did.
Bounds. Mountaineer and, basketball.
And Page is a good scorer. I mean, and she's a pretty good shooter. She just, that 3-point range for her is just a little bit too far. I mean, she'll hit an occasional one, but it's not really her
thing. She likes that elbow.
Yeah.
The 15-foot.
And all those little, like, fancy finishes she has, you know.
Old school Adrian Dantley all around the basket just somehow gets it in.
I like the throwback.
Bridges across the timeline. Avery Bridges, right side over to Pettis. Pettis with it with 4:20 to go in the third. Townsend on her. Creates a little bit of space. Lost her dribble, though. Now into the corner. Tipped away off of King. It'll stay Mountaineer basketball.
And look who's checking in.
Citrin.
Yes.
Sydney Citrin.
Yes.
replaces Bailey Page, who's got her fingers taped.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. That might affect that three-point shot.
Up top, Bridges with it, looking for help. Pull up on her. 4:07 to go here in the third. 5-second count is going. One more and it's it. Nope, it's a loose ball and a foul is called. It'll be on Bridges.
And you know, Natalie's done a pretty good job of that tonight when she's a lot of times kind of a foul magnet, you know. Tonight she pokes that ball away and then she's drawn to foul, the girl pushing her to not let her get that steal, you know.
Martin back in, Bridges out. Motto will trigger with Citrin in the backcourt. Left-handed freshman guard in. Double screen and is fouled. Yeah. See, with that right there, she's got to get quicker.
Yeah, and just be gone at that point, kind of. Yeah, I think that's confidence. I think you're seeing more hesitation than what you'll see as she gets more experience.
Into the backcourt, she'll bring it across the timeline with 3:50 to go. Right side, kicking on the corner of the pool, on her tiptoes. Back up top to Motto. Right past Bridges, who went for the steal and is fouled. And Madison will go to the line. And she got knocked in the eye, it looks like.
That's the third foul on Wooten, I believe. Motto goes to the line 1-for-2 tonight.
During that halftime, the Kings Mountain boys, which is something new that I've seen, a lot of the road teams are coming out during the halftime to do like layup lines and stuff. This one is good for Motto.
I think that's wise.
Size-wise, bigger than I expected.
Look like some good-sized athletes out there.
They are 7-2.
Yeah, 7-2 with a win over Cox Mill tells me they're pretty good.
Second one up for Motto, no good. Rebound off of Townsend's leg. It'll be off of Kings Mountain, Weddington ball. Warriors inbounded up top to Motto. Telegraph that pass, almost tipped away. King with it between the circles. Directing traffic, the senior guard. Right-handed dribble in front of us. High post to Motto, back to King, give and go. Caught herself underneath, skip pass to the corner. Poole gonna dribble drive, kick. Citrin, the freshman, no good. Rebound, Poole gets it knocked all the way out top, and then marches it down.
It is a little bit of that sidewinder shot, isn't it, for Citrin?
Yes. Poole from 15. Glass, no good. Rebound by Townsend. Emerson up. Glass, no good. Rebound kept alive. Pettis has it for Kings Mountain. 2:50 to go here in the third. 36-6. If they could get it to 40,
we could
have that clock running and we could.
You and I would not be upset about having an earlier night, would we?
No, not at all. And because of the four games, you know, both JV teams stolen away by the Warriors, King has it. King looks up. Poole on the block. Natalie by herself up and good.
I hate to cheer for a team as we broadcast, but.
You do have a Warriors shirt on.
I do have a Warriors shirt on.
Martin, a long three. Glass, no good. Rebound. Townsend pulls it away. She looks up. She's got two of her teammates. Poole.
Oh, unselfish.
Tomato, the unselfish play.
Gotta like
good.
It. Gotta like it. Gotta like sharing the ball. That's 4 points for Motto, and I've got 4 assists for Natalie Poole
and
tonight.
Five in, five out for Kings Mountain. Foul's gonna be on Poole.
6 more points. 6 more points. Is that it? Oh, that was the third on Natalie Poole.
Yes.
Is that what she's saying?
Up top to Miller. Aaliyah Miller on that right wing. On the block to Bridges. Back to Miller. No, excuse me, that's Williams, excuse me. Shot no good. King with the rebound. She'll push into the front court. Caroline up top. Caroline, a little head fake. Drive, hang.
Oh, good take. Oh,
shot no. Too strong.
Left-handed layup.
Rebound by Miller. Aaliyah wants to push for the Mountaineers. She'll go coast to coast, high off the window, hit the stanchion, no good. Weddington basketball. Timeout for the Warriors, 40-6 with a minute 27 to go. We will keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Well, I'm glad you did that this time because I just kind of wanted to get back to what I think you were trying to get me into right before half. Had I ever coached a team that had, like, severe struggles to score, you know?
Like when you're averaging 14 points a game type of thing.
No, I definitely haven't, and I can't imagine just how frustrating that has to be. But I was talking with Coach Welch about that a little bit this morning, that, you know, it is tough. Like, I mean, if you don't have the buy-in for girls basketball, like I'm doubting that Kings Mountain has at this point, seeing where their program is, if girls show up in November or whatever for tryouts and haven't been working on their game all summer like, and that kind of thing,
like
how much
that,
can you
like,
do?
Are you going to a team camp? You know what I mean? Like in the
summer sure
and
they're
stuff
not.
Like that?
You know, I'm okay. sure they're not. I mean, even Weddington wasn't until, you know, this last summer.
That's
pretty
fair.
Much. You know what I mean? But yeah, if you're not getting that buy-in, and it's kind of like the chicken and the egg thing too, because, you know, there's like almost a level, kids look at it as like a level of like almost embarrassment, like, oh, I don't want to play on that girls' basketball. I'm not playing for our team. We're terrible, you know, like whatever. And so then people don't want to get involved, and so then they don't go out for the team. They don't work outside of, you know, it's like a lot of boys' coaches would be like, well, if I were them, I'd just say, well, then you're not playing if you don't come to our summer stuff. Well, guess what? They just won't come and you won't have a team. You know what I mean? And so when you got these girls that won't come and don't have high ability, there's only so much you can do to prepare for a season when they come out the first day of tryouts. You know, so it's tough.
That is a struggle. I mean,
and I've never been in that position to answer your question. That's
Chris Tadoulis on the right wing, on the block to Townsend. Emerson.
That's a nice move.
Shot good.
That's a nice move. She's having a really solid second half.
42-6.
You got 10 for Townsend now.
Bridges with it up top. That's Avery Bridges into the corner to Miller. Miller, rise, fire, three on the way, no good. Rebound by Kings Mountain. It's Wooten with it.
Oh.
Got away with the travel, and he says no. Drive, and a foul is called.
They don't want to blow the whistle. Townsend,
yep,
for second.
Emerson.
But, you know, and back to, like, if I did, I guess. You know, I have
no, it's like, what do you do as a coach to change that to go, I mean, you can't beg kids, right?
So, right, you can't. And you've got to figure out a way to get
up and
people.
Good.
And like I was saying, it's kind of the chicken and the egg thing. I mean, when things aren't going well, people don't want to be a part of it. So, yeah, you've got to try to find girls that you can get to come out. And, you know, I think you got to hit your hallways really hard as a teacher. You know, assuming he's a teacher in a school, I don't know.
Up and good.
You know, you got to go and you just got to start going through the hallways. You got to go and you got to ask the middle school, you know, what athletes are coming up. You got to go and you know,
so
look
in
at
general,
cross sports.
Not Kings Mountain, we're not pointing this out for them. Just in general, when you do that, if you're not doing that, you're not a good coach.
Right. I mean, I think, to answer your question, I mean, maybe this is a bad thing to say. I wouldn't last long doing that. If I had a team that struggled to score like this, I'd probably be one and done. I'd be too frustrated.
You would leave.
Leave.
You would step down.
I couldn't score 17
points a game. Page on the block, up no good.
You know,
out of bounds.
I couldn't take losing that. I'm just not a good loser. And you know, that's not a great quality. I mean, it's good to not accept losing, but like I let it affect every. You know, I'm just not fun to be around when I lose, and I couldn't do this.
That's why
long.
We stopped going to breakfast?
what did I lose at breakfast?
Well,
the arguments.
I don't know.
Oh, there we
picking
go.
Up the check. What good for Townsend?
Another basket by Townsend. That's 12. But yeah. So anyways, I'll talk a little bit more about it. I had a little bit of a challenge.
Three on the way. No good by Kings Mountain. Rebound by Williams. No good. And at the end of three quarters of play, 44-8. Weddington leads. We'll take a break. Come back with a fourth and final quarter after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Weddington up big, 44-8 over Kings Mountain. Don't forget the boys will tip after this one. That should be a much better basketball game.
So at this point, Bailey Page has as many points as Kings Mountain, 8-8. and Emerson Townsend leading the way with 12 points for the Lady Warriors. But anyways, the closest thing I've had to that, I like the where you were headed with this too. You've got to be searching the hallways. You got to be going to the middle school. You got to be looking, like going to the volleyball coach, going to the PE teachers, you know, telling them, hey, send me some, tell me who these girls are, and I'm going to go recruit them and just try to get something out of them in the offseason.
Warriors throw it out of bounds. Coach Welch, not happy with that
and
selection.
So the closest thing I had to that was probably my first year here as a Weddington coach.
Okay.
Maybe my second year. Sebastian my first year, maybe my second year. And we were nothing like this, don't get me wrong, but I'll tell you what we tried to do.
Up top to Martin for Kings Mountain, between the circles. Right side to Pettis, on the block, stolen away by Page. Bailey's got it, wants to push. Left side of the basketball court. Now down the lane, Bailey leads
nice
it off
pass.
To Townsend. Shot no good, too strong. Rebound by Pettis, lost it. Still on the ground, and we got a jump ball called. It'll be Warrior basketball, excuse me, Kings Mountain basketball.
Great driving dish by Paige there, and I think Townsend made it a little tougher than she needed to. But so anyways, the second year we didn't have really scores. We decided to slow it down, intentionally kind of ugly it up as far as like keeping the score down. And we ran the Princeton offense, and we tried to kind of have long possessions and
so
get back door cuts.
Coach that used to be at Cutherson used to do that too.
Right,
people
right.
People didn't like it.
Well, the reason – right. Well, the reason why is Coach Allen
– up and no good by Mia Bridges, rebound Townsend.
At Cutherson, his best friend growing up was my JV coach that
year.
Oh, yeah. So he's the one – Allen Plyler is the one that helped us put the Princeton offense in. So
Citrin to Brosterhouse, long rebound by Bridges.
And that was my plan here at Weddington until I heard about Stephanie Watts and said, Stephanie Watts ain't going to be running a Princeton offense.
Townsend and Bridges. But even Joel, even when he was at Cutherson with good scorers like
right.
Dillinger,
he still
ran it.
Yes.
And
yes.
They went to the state title game.
Yeah. No, that was Joel and Allen both. I mean, they were big Princeton fans. That's what they knew. And
Pete Carrill back in the day.
Yeah, they were really good at it. I mean, Joel and Allen both, different people, Allen Plyler and Joel Allen. But like I say, once I got a person like Stephanie Watts, I was like, we're running.
Stolen by Towns and Emerson all by herself. Up and good.
Four steals and 14 points I got for Townsend tonight.
Two more points and we got to run that clock, son.
That's right. Get a stop and a score.
Martin with it up top. Krista Doulis on her. Making her work with the screen. Now they switch Brosterhouse. They lob it inside out of bounds. It'll stay Mountaineer basketball with 6:05 to go.
And I don't know this official's name, but I mean, he may be filing a complaint after tonight about girls basketball.
Right, you're sending me to two games where I struggled.
Ugh.
Into the corner. Down in front. And back in the corner to Bridges, and she lost it out of bounds.
This could be it. Two
let's
points.
Get, let's get a bucket here. But you, like you had said, when you had that team, you didn't struggle to put 8 points up in 32 minutes.
No.
But you could recognize it at least and say, hey, this is what we're going to have to do.
We got to do something to try to score
right.
some points.
We're in the SEC. We play against much better teams right now. Page, drive, hang shot, good.
Slow it down, try to get backdoor cuts. Yeah, where everybody in the gym is like, woo, 40 points, let the clock run.
48-8.
Celebrate.
We will start a bit early.
So 7:30, yeah.
Up top, Pettis, drive, hang, got it.
Now that doesn't change it though, or it does?
Nope, it keeps running.
Okay. Can they ever, does it ever get back?
I don't think so. I think it may, but Brosterhouse just put it back. 50-10. 5:05 to go in the contest with a running clock.
I know in travel ball there's rules. I'm not even sure what they are, but if you get back down below like 15 or something.
I don't think that's going to happen here, but
no.
You never know. Bridges lost it at the free throw line. Lost it again. Loose ball. Martin's got it. On the block. They lob it inside. Goes out of bounds off of Weddington.
That clock keeps a running. 50-10.
Laziah Bird in for the first time tonight. Number 11 for the Mountaineers. You know, when you got a team like this that struggles scoring, though, but like Maya Bridges looks like
Motto's,
a basketball player.
Motto's checking in. As she says hello. What, say it
but
again?
Maya Bridges looks like a basketball player.
Yeah.
I mean, she's about 6 foot. She's got long arms.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I mean.
I agree.
She didn't play much in the second half. Again, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Mountaineer basketball with 4:05 and running left in the game.
Yeah, you want to make sure the boys' teams know that. They want to get out here.
Martin wants to trigger it. Up top, they get it right to Bird, and she's fouled, I believe.
I think that's her four.
Townsend with what, 14 points and four fouls?
Yeah, and four steals.
Lob it inside. Bird, spin, shot, no, fouled by Motto.
Yeah, you don't want to foul there.
No, but she makes that face. It's like, well, don't just get out of her way.
Yeah, yeah.
Lazaya Bird at the line. Front end no good. Kings Mountain is 3A, correct?
I don't know. Is that right?
They are. But they're good. They're one of the better 3A boys teams in the area.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, well, there's not a lot of 3A schools. It's 4A, and it drops. You got Piedmont and Parkwood and, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, in Charlotte, I don't think there's a lot of them. Shot by Krista Doulis, no good.
I think you're right.
Rebound by Pettis, gets it over to Martin. A look to the heavens. Foul is called. It'll be on Krista Doulis.
Yeah.
More substitutions for Kings Mountain as the clock continues to run with a 40-point lead as Emerson Townsend comes out after a good productive night.
Yeah, yeah.
They inbound it, right side. Williams, drive, hang, shot long. Rebound by Brosterhouse for the Warriors. King wants to push. King, Motto into the corner. A long 15-footer is good.
She got six tonight now.
52-10 with under 2 minutes to go in the game. Whistle, foul, it'll be on Motto.
Yeah, I mean, I guess... You foul. Oh, no, now shooting free throws. And I say you foul in this game, and another 30 seconds is going to run off the clock.
So was it a good foul then?
I don't know. Depends on what you're trying to get done, I guess.
So your wife was talking about the broadcast of your son's. Did they win? I didn't hear. She
they
never ended
lost.
Up like, did they?
So Converse had gotten up to 22nd in the nation in Division II.
Right.
And then they blew a game against Belmont Abbey. Different story. But then... One of their most valuable
players. Kyle Frazier's Belmont Abbey?
Yeah, yeah. One of their most valuable players, I'll say, tore his ACL a couple games ago.
And for Converse?
And they are just spiraling right now. They're really struggling to get their chemistry back. And, it's a shame.
Under a minute to go in the game, 52-10. Weddington will cruise through this one tonight and look for East Mech tomorrow night when they will be fully loaded with Caroline Clark expected to play. King a three, no good. Rebound by Krista Doulis. Block, shot, got it!
Nice.
54-10.
Her teammates like to see that. She gets limited playing time.
Working hard on the block.
She is. Nice rebound and put back.
A lot of times you just give up, not even trying for a rebound. Wild shot, and she's fouled.
Yeah,
really Dixon Velez will go to the line.
Probably going
to
end the game, I guess. You really don't want to foul.
Citrin with the foul. Has anybody ever fouled anybody ever?
They all know. It's always a foul.
That ref is crazy. No good on that one.
I think this is going to wrap it up.
Let's see if she'll beat the clock. She does. Up and good. Gets the roll. 54-11 will be the final. And that'll do it.